Greetings again in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're glad you called in and hope we can be an encouragement. Today I would like to talk about talking one with another. I'm going to talk about talking and about encouraging each other and opening our mouth to talk about issues. It's easy to talk about things that we enjoy talking about. It's easy to talk about things that everybody agrees with. But there are also things that we need to talk about that others won't agree on or that are not easy to talk about. For a scripture, I'm going to go to Malachi chapter 3, starting in verse 13. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Pretty dismal situation there. Doesn't sound very good. Then verse 16 starts with, then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another. And the Lord hearkened, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. I find verse 16 so inspiring. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. These people were different from the rest. These people wanted to talk about the Lord. They feared the Lord, and they enjoyed talking about him, and they felt the need to talk about him. And the Lord noticed it. And he had a book written about it. Well, you don't write books about things that are boring. You don't write books about things, typically anyways, that do not have a good ending. It's success stories. It's interesting things. It's life-changing, world-changing things that books get written about. And the Lord was so happy about these people that feared him and that talked to each other that he had a book written about it. Well, bless the Lord. May we be that way, that we feel the need to talk one with another about the things of the Lord. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know if you're feeling like you're well able to talk to people about the things of the Lord with your wife or husband or children or siblings, church people. Can you go to your ministers and ask them any question you want to ask them, and they give you a good, solid answer? I hope that's your situation. That's a blessing if it is that way. I wonder if you've ever heard the term the white elephant in the room. It's used for when there's a big situation and nobody wants to talk about it. It's an awkward situation. Everybody knows it's there, but nobody wants to mention it. I hope you don't have white elephants in your church, in your home. If you do, just start talking about it. There's no reason, no good logic in having a big white elephant standing in the room staring at you and not talk about it. But still, there's lots of situations like that. People know things aren't the way they should be, but they don't want to risk having a bad reputation. They don't want to risk causing tension. They don't want to risk getting people upset, so they just don't talk about this thing. I encourage you to not be that way. Martin Luther King Jr., I find him inspiring in this subject. I have some notes here I'd like to read. He wrote a letter from prison after he had, I guess, caused quite a stir in Birmingham. Am I saying that right? Birmingham, Alabama. He was fighting against racial divisions and fighting for the rights of the black people. And this was a thing that everybody knew was there. Nobody wanted to deal with. So he started talking about it. He started rallying people, and he was very serious about not causing violence, but he felt that it needs to be talked about. It needs to be brought to a head so that people deal with it. And here's part of an excerpt that is out of that Birmingham, Alabama letter. If you ever have a chance to get that whole letter, I'd encourage you to do that. It's very thought-provoking and stirring. You can easily find it online if you have internet access. Just search for Martin Luther King Jr., Birmingham, Alabama, letter from prison, something like that. It doesn't have to be that long, probably just Martin Luther King, letter from prison. Anyways, here's the excerpt I'd like to read. He was being challenged on why he's doing what he's doing. And he says, "You may well ask, why direct action? Why sit-ins, marches, and so forth? Isn't negotiation a better path? You are quite right in calling for negotiation. Indeed, this is the very purpose of direct action. Nonviolent direct action seeks to create such a crisis and foster such a tension that a community which has constantly refused to negotiate is forced to confront the issue. It seeks so to dramatize the issue that it can no longer be ignored. By citing the creation of tension is part of the work of the nonviolent resistor may sound rather shocking." Let me read that sentence again. I didn't quite read it right. "By citing the creation of tension as part of the work of the nonviolent resistor may sound rather shocking. But I must confess that I am not afraid of the word tension. I have earnestly opposed violent tension, but there is a type of constructive, nonviolent tension which is necessary for growth." Amen. We need, just to put a balancing statement or whatever in here, we do need to be careful how we create tension. We don't want to be going around just creating tension for the sake of doing it. But if there are big issues that need to be worked with and nobody's willing to look at it and work with it, sometimes we need to bring it up and push the issue and help people to not be able to just leave it go anymore. The Bible tells us to exhort one another daily, and especially so as we see the day approaching. And I see the day approaching. I see it as coming closer. We don't know how close. It seems like it could be fairly close. The day of the Lord Jesus returning. Hallelujah, if it's close. We need to be on our knees praying, on our toes. We need to be talking to one another. We need to be encouraging one another. And let's not be so foolish as just to talk about work, weather, and politics. Let's talk about the Lord. Let's talk about the Bible. Let's talk about issues that we have one with another. And we're going to be so much further ahead as we are willing to talk about even the difficult things to one another. That is really what it takes to build up the church, build up families, to have freedom of speech, where we talk about issues, where we talk about anything needs to be talked about. Well, God bless you as you talk about the Lord today.